dry weather will occur across most of the Midwest today and probably Thursday as well, and a warming trend will likely take place. We're expecting the temperatures to rebound from this morning's very nippy teens and 20s to readings that will be actually in the 60s and perhaps even some 70s as we get into the weekend ahead of the next surge of cold air. The temperature rises will likely help to increase evaporation across the region and help firm up the soil in quite a few areas so that late season fieldwork can accelerate across parts of the region. The temperatures here today will still be rather nippy, though. It'll be a slow warm-up for a lot of the region, but afternoon temperatures in the 30s and 40s will take place. We'll look for even warmer conditions, though, to occur tomorrow afternoon, at which time we'll see the highs mostly running 40s across a big part of the region with some 50s in the west and south. And as we move on into Friday afternoon, a similar temperature range is expected. We will encounter an increasing southerly wind across the Midwest as we get into late Friday afternoon, Friday night, and Saturday as a deepening low-pressure center evolves across portions of the plains in the western Corn Belt. Wind speeds may be sustained at 15 to 30 miles per hour, and some gusts may be getting into the 30 to 40 mile per hour range. A close monitoring of that will be warranted, especially for those activities on the farm that are wind sensitive. We'll expect the wind to help usher in some greater amounts of atmospheric moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. Some shower activity may already begin to evolve on Friday, but it's probably not going to be very significant until Saturday and Sunday. At that point in time, many areas across the Midwest will encounter some rain, maybe a few thunderstorms, and possibly in the Northwest, we may see a little bit of light snowfall evolve. Most of the precipitation that occurs over the weekend will be concentrated on the eastern portions of the Midwest, but the western areas will be impacted at least briefly as well, and we'll expect to see the moisture totals in the west probably running upwards to a quarter of an inch. A few spots may get a quarter to a half inch, but that probably won't happen very often. And as we move on into the latter part of the weekend, we'll likely see some of this precipitation increase enough that we could see quarter to three-quarter inch totals, some local amounts getting over an inch in some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest. Those southerly winds that I mentioned previously, they'll bring in the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico Friday into Saturday, will switch around to the north as we go into Sunday and Monday. The northerly winds will bring back a lot of this cold air that we're dealing with here this morning, and temperatures during early to midweek next week will once again be cold enough for low temperatures at night to be in the teens and 20s across a fair amount of the Midwest, and afternoon highs will once again cool back into the 30s and 40s across much of the region. Although we'll see this seesaw continuing with another warming trend perhaps coming on later next week. But the best news is that we don't see any more large storm systems impacting the region for a little while. Perhaps we'll see something evolve again as we get into the latter part of this month. And overall, most of the Midwest will continue to experience a generally improved environment for harvest progress, certainly here from now into Friday, and again during the latter half of next week into the following weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.